Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the second day in the month of February 2026. The Lord is good and kind to us, and unto the Lord, eternal, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for your daily benefits. Thank you for a brand new month in this new year. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, dealing with demonic vexation. Dealing with demonic vexation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Leviticus 16 to 18. Our hymn is taken from hymn 1. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Our memory verse is taken from Nehemiah 9 verse 27. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 27, we says, therefore thou deliverest them into the hands of their enemies who vex them, and in the time of their trouble when they cried unto thee, thou art heardest them from heaven, and according to thy manifold mercies, thou givest them saviors who save them out of the hand of their enemies. Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew chapter 17 from verse 14 to 18. Matthew 17 from verse 14 to 18. From verse 14 it reads, when they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. You unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that very moment. Once again, our topic is dealing with demonic vexation. Our manual today reads, when the devil decides to torture his victims through vexation, he attacks them intermittently with problems that hurt and embarrass them. To achieve this, the devil assigns a demon or demons to operate in the victim's life at regular intervals. In today's Bible reading, Jesus was coming down from the Mount of Transfiguration when a father brought his son to him. The father narrated how a demon came at interval to cause his son to throw himself into the fire and into the water. The demon wasn't always troubling the boy, but it would come from time to time to push him to harm himself. Some people are perfectly okay in 1 minute, and in the next minute, they suddenly find themselves in trouble. For example, people with epilepsy are attacked at intervals, and the seizures sometimes come with when they are in public spaces, thus causing them great deal of embarrassment. In the 70s, there was a lady in the Redeemed Christian Church of God who had a child who was suffering from vexation of the enemy. The child had regular seizures, and whenever she rented a new apartment, her son would have one of such attacks. In those days, people believed that such attacks were contagious, and as such, the landlords of the apartment she rented would chase them out of their houses after such incidents. This sister had been moving from one house to the other until one day when in the center of the town she lived, the child had an attack when she was trying to hide. It became a public thing, and everyone around her at that moment fled. When this happened, she grabbed the child, looked up to the Almighty God and prayed. She said, "Father, my secret is out and I have no help. Please arise on my behalf." That was the last day the child had an epileptic attack. The Lord will always arise for those who call upon him in truth. Psalm 145 verse 18 says, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth." Beloved, have you been experiencing the vexation of the enemy? Has he been coming into your life at intervals to steal, kill, and destroy? Surrender your life to Jesus if you have not done so. Promise him that you will live according to his will from now on, and call upon him to deliver you. It will surely rise in your defense. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to. Download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.priestpalashready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This to give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us to hear my voice again and to be gathered for another word from the mind of God. To remain blessed and have a beautiful, beautiful day today. Bye-bye.